It was maybe almost a year ago that we checked in with Zach Shore. He had this, I thought, pretty bizarre idea of putting surfing in a bar in Deep Ellum. Now they're actually going to do it. It's getting ready to start up. They're hiring people. And it'll be interesting to see how this concept is morphed. Zach Shore is the CEO of, well, you tell me, City Wave Technology, Good Surf.
CEO of Good Surf, which owns the City Wave Technology in North America and the Caribbean.
And that's so the that's the interesting concept. That's a different sort of growth mechanism. But let's talk about Good Surf. So you're in Deep Ellum, and going into what would used to be the Sandbar Cantina. You spent
that's right.
a year gutting the place and converting it. What's it look like?
Yeah, we had to rebuild most of the building, but we also expanded it. So we've got a 5,500 square foot, fully indoor conditioned restaurant and bar, a really, really cool beer garden. Obviously, you've got the star of the show, which is the 30 foot wide, deep water stationary surf wave with a viewing deck and cabanas and all sorts of fun stuff there. We've got a fully, like a fully operational locker room with showers, vanities in the women's locker room, anything we can do to make it so that, our guests are comfortable after they surf so that, this doesn't have to end your night. This can be part of your night, or day.
Yeah.
And then we also have 4 pickleball courts and 2 shuffleboard courts.
So this is the first of what is expected to be many, you're going to.
Exactly.
So what have you learned during this process? Are you building the same place that you thought about building a year ago?
Not at all. No, we, originally, we wanted to keep some of the volleyball, but the sand with the pumps wasn't a good mix, in the waves. So we had to nix that. The site's evolved a lot, over time with what we've learned both about the site itself and about the surrounding area and some things we want to offer that we weren't planning to offer before. So
is this something you think you can clone, or do you have to adjust it for the locale? I mean, not every place is going to be, a bar in Deep Ellum.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think we're definitely doing some uniquely Deep Ellum stuff. I think the folks that are familiar with Deep Ellum will really enjoy some of the surprises that we have in store. But, we're looking all over the country. So we will probably build something a little bit different in Miami, a little bit different in Austin, a little bit different in Atlanta. And some of those might have more than one wave. Some of those might have other activities. Pickleball is fun, but it's not core to our brand. So we've got a lot of really fun things up our sleeve, depending on where we go.
So do you have a sense yet of what you're going to be for example, your peak hours?
Yeah, I think our peak will be like a lot of bars and restaurants. It'll be, 4 p.m. to, 10, 11 p.m. One of our mottos is everything's better by the water, right? That beer tastes a little better. That burger tastes a little better. It's all better by the water. And this is a facility that I think folks will think is built for the surfer, but it's really built for the spectator. It's a blast to watch. It's a blast to be around. Obviously, the surfing is fun and the activities are fun, but we spend a lot of time crafting the environment to be really engaging, whether you're surfing or not.
So people go to water parks for many reasons, but not the least mm-hmm. of which is to get cool on hot days. Mm-hmm. So is your business going to be cyclical? I mean, you're going to a big uptick in warm weather months, obviously.
I think we'll probably be busier during the spring and the summer and fall, like a lot of outdoor, or mostly outdoor concepts are. But, the water in the wave, like the wave pool is always, 85 degrees. We're talking about some pop-up hot tubs for the winter. And we've got some really fun programming ideas to make sure that this thing is humming all year round. But yeah, when it's 40 degrees and raining in January, I don't expect the beer garden to be totally packed. But we've got some with cover and heaters. I think we'll make it engaging no matter what the weather is.
Is it adult only, or are there times of day when you can bring kids? Because they'll want to be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking about some summer camp programming. So bring your kids and they can learn how to surf. We absolutely want this to be a family friendly, location. Obviously the later you go into the evening, we haven't set any hours that are adults only yet. I expect that we will, just so that, we can cater to the kind of guests that we want to cater to at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. But certainly during the day and early evening, we want everybody to be there, and it's a lot of fun. When you're 11 years old surfing in Dallas,
Yeah.
it's a lot of fun.
So when we talked a year ago, one of the things I found most intriguing was this technology, because you acquired this technology out of Germany and it's portable. I mean, this is the kind of thing that would, I think, be very appealing to, I don't know, sort of high-end apartment houses. They're putting these lagoons in housing developments. Why not one of these? So, and that you said that's what you were going to try to, you were going to sell into that market. So have you, how's the success rate?
Yeah, we're working through, I think, 90 or 100 leads right now on the CityWave side. And a lot of them are, like you said, it's multifamily developers, it's hotel developers, resorts, water parks, a lot of different uses. And so it's becoming a much larger part of our business, and I think it'll continue to grow. But the demand's been huge, and we frankly can't meet all the demand that's coming right now.
So what's the build-out time? Do you know?
It's about 12 to 14 weeks for the wave. So
Oh,
it can be
really? That's
built
all.
relatively. Yeah, it can be built relatively quickly, depending on how you build it. So we built ours in ground, but you can also build them above ground with scaffolding, and that obviously goes quicker and is a little less expensive. So there's a lot of flexibility.
All right. So what about insurance and exposure and, life vests and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean this is an incredibly safe way to be in the water and to learn how to surf. Really the biggest safety risk, because the water's not deep, the biggest safety risk is that board coming back up and hitting you. So you recommend everybody wear a helmet. It's obviously been a unique thing from an insurance perspective, because there aren't that many of these things out there, but we've got a phenomenal insurance partner. We've got great underwriters. And again, CityWave has been operational around the world for almost 15 years, and they've never had a major incident. So, it's incredibly, incredibly safe.
Your background at Topgolf is really, it looks like it's sort of instantly portable to something like this because you've got the entertainment aspect, you've got a bar, which ought to be, high volume and very profitable, and then food. And so, what's the mix for revenues?
I think we are going to be a pretty heavy F&B use, right? I mean, the surfing, while it's exciting, has a fairly low throughput. We're doing seven surfers every 30 minutes, so 14 an hour. So we think that'll make up a decent part of our revenue, but not a majority of it. The rest of it will be, the food and beverage
All
revenue.
we hear about in that industry is challenges for, for hiring, trying to find people. Are you finding it difficult?
I will tell you, I was joking with our director of operations, what we're calling our GM, who started a couple weeks ago, and we posted all of our positions, I want to say last Friday, and I think we've had 400 applications already, maybe more at this point. I got to check. And so it makes me I was joking with them, maybe we're paying too much, but the demand has been incredible.
Well, it's intriguing. I mean, there are not many places where you can bartend and watch somebody surfing. I guess there's a novelty aspect to it.
There definitely is, and especially if you are into the surf culture or into that sort of aspirational lifestyle, there aren't a lot of places you can engage with that in your everyday life, especially in North Texas.
So how many
So,
people do you think you're going to need to hire?
somewhere between 90 and 100. Yeah, I mean
Wow.
it's a big operation, and we've got a job fair going all week next week, down in Deep Ellum at the Hickory Street Annex, So if you're interested, I think all of our social media have the links to the hiring website and where you can apply on Indeed and everything. But the demand's been great. I was, like you said, I was kind of worried, because that is what you hear, but it has not been our experience.
So, have you got other locations scouted out?
We've got four or five other locations that we're working on. Nothing that I'm ready to talk publicly about now, but we are very, very active looking for, where GoodSurf number two, number three, number four are going to end up.
Do you have competition? I think it's your technology that's in use out at the Colony at
It is, yeah.
Grandscape, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, you're not competing against yourself, but is somebody else doing this? Anybody else doing this?
We're aware of some other competing technologies, but I'm not aware of anybody that's utilizing it the same way we are, and I'm also not aware of any other technology that's really proven and scalable like CityWave is. So, like everything, I'm sure competition will pop up, but we think of competition as just we're competing for your out-of-home dollars, right? We're competing
Yeah.
against A movie theater, a Topgolf, an Electric Shuffle, some of the other bars and restaurants in Deep Ellum. Not necessarily, we don't think about it as direct, surf to surf competition, I guess. We also don't spend a lot of time thinking about competition. I think if we're as good as we think we are, competition doesn't really matter.
All right, well,
So,
so it's already getting warm in the evenings here. When do you think you can get this thing open?
we're aiming for early June, but the date's not quite set yet. There's still a lot of work to do on site, but it's moving really quickly. It's getting really exciting. So, I'm sure you'll learn more on the plan.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it
Yeah,
because
love to have you
it's
out.
hard to feature in the mind's eye, I'm telling you, for a novice like me. But it seems like a lot of fun.
You'll be fine. I guarantee if we get you on that wave, you will be standing up in 5 minutes or less, moving back and forth in your first 30-minute session. Guaranteed.
It's called Good Surf, and Zach Shore is the CEO, and from now on we fully expect you to be wearing only sort of Don Ho type shirts and
Bet on it.
maybe Jimmy
Absolutely.
Buffett's. Good luck
For
with it.
sure.
Thanks a
Yeah,
lot.
thank
For
you,
more of
David.
our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.